Have It All auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und exakt 10 Minuten. Heute Abend spielt Frau Wilson im Prince Charles. Jetzt ist sie aber erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über ihre neueste Platte Demand the Impossible, die hier mit fast 2 Jahren Verspätung Mitte Februar 2015 erschien und die durch eine ganz eigene neue Soundphilosophie überzeugt. Wir sprechen über Jubiläumskonzerte und das Debüt aus dem Jahr 2005 auch nochmal und wir finden unter Umständen heraus, ob Musik heilen kann, ob Jenny schon an neuem Material arbeitet und so weiter und so fort. Zunächst aber sage ich auch nochmal Hello and welcome, Jenny Wilson.
Thank you. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Cool. Where are you coming from today, actually?
Nuremberg.
Oh, that's a bit away.
That's
so
a bit away.
Traveled
yeah.
for the whole day, right? You had to get up early in the morning, I guess.
Yeah, but I have no problem with that. Yeah. I'm used to that.
Yeah. As a mother, you have to.
Dog. being a mother, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So, congratulations on Demand the Impossible again. It's a beautiful album that conquers a new sonic universe, I think. And I really love that. And I know that you've been talking about this album for a while now because you brought it out in 2013 in Scandinavia. So is it hard for you actually to revisit the album again and to talk about it again?
No, not at all, actually, because I've been working with Demand the Impossible since I released it. I released it late in November 2013, and then I've been touring constantly, more or less, since then. And I think I really, really like the character that I created for this record, and I feel that I can still cope with her, it still feels close to me.
Yeah,
because sometimes you are in a big hurry to, you know, do the next thing or, you know, do something completely different. But this time I actually feel that I have more to give on this. Yeah, I mean, the theme and the concept from this album is so still very interesting for myself to work with. Yeah. So I'm happy.
Oh, cool.
I'm happy.
Yeah. I love the new sonic universe that you've discovered for this album. I've read that you compose with some new tools for this album and that you've tried out other ways. Or how did it happen? How did you find and develop this new sound philosophy?
Well, actually, I created this album pretty much as I used to do when I produce my albums, which means that I start with an idea of, you know, something to tell that takes, maybe I have to think about for 1 year of what I'm going to say. Parallel to that, I sit often very lonesome, and I had a quite visionary idea of how I wanted it to sound. I wanted it to sound like a little bit like guerrilla style, you know. Yeah. You go out, just you can do it wherever.
It's an album with big balls, actually.
It's big balls. It's much aggression and I also wanted it to sound like a sandstorm, but an urban sandstorm, something that comes in.
Wow, that's a nice metaphor, actually, an urban sandstorm.
Yeah, I never said that before, actually, so now I'm like,
next LP.
Next interview, Jenny Wilson's urban sandstorm.
New LP called Urban Sandstorm.
Yeah.
I've read that as well, that you were fighting sickness, you were fighting cancer when you were recording this LP, and is that something that makes the LP sound a little more aggressive as well? Because I can think that you were pissed off with your situation, that you were angry with the fucking universe to make you have cancer. You know what? I can really relate to the fact that you were mad at the universe.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off because I had cancer twice. Uh-huh. 2010, it came first time. And then I took all the medication you can dream of, and it was pretty harsh, but I was very positive, like, I'm a fighter, I can do this.
Yeah.
And then it came back 2012, and then I didn't have that positive energy to do it one more time, but even a harder time.
Yeah.
So, and by then I had already started to make yeah, write my songs, yeah. And I started to create this universe. I already knew that I wanted to sing about the society and the body.
Yeah.
But I think that I sharpened all my senses, and yeah, as you said, I was fucking mad. I was pissed off. And I think what also happened was that I was, I had to force myself to see things again. You know, I've been living in a quite, my life has been pretty rushy and quick and all
hectic,
that. Hectic, yeah, that's the word. But this time I really had to just dive down into a deep hole and actually stay in that darkness. And when you stay in that darkness, you start to see things and you start to realize things, not just about yourself, but also about your society. And I think during that pretty harsh time, I actually I started to figure out what kind of album this was going to be. It was an album that was happening here and now, no hesitation.
Yeah.
And very much, I was using the society as a metaphor for my body.
Yeah.
And I was using my body as a metaphor for the society. And I think it turned out pretty interesting, actually.
Totally. I love the album.
Totally.
And what I was thinking about was the good old John Lee Hooker song, who sang like blue, the blues is a healer. Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
Blues is a healer.
Yeah.
So how important was writing and recording music for you and as a person and as a mother of two to cope with those problems? Because the negative energy that you had in you, being pissed off with the universe, I think it's totally... It can be turned into a positive energy when you work in with music or art. You can turn the negative energy into positive energy. Without art, you would have to carry the negative energy with you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that many, many times, and I've been, you know, praising my situation that I'm allowed to do what I'm doing, because for me it would have been a catastrophe if I was, for example, working at an office or with commercial or as a teacher. I mean, because I think to use my own channels to actually create something has been immensely important.
Yeah, and I really think, I mean, I'm not an esoteric person or something, but there is something spiritual about making music and producing and recording.
It can definitely be that. Yeah. And for me, it's definitely some kind of, you have to put your spirit into it. Even if it's very much technical, hard work and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's still something you feel inside of
and
you.
There's moments while recording something, right, where you go, what, how did that happen now?
Yeah,
and there's something
That's awesome, actually.
Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song of your new record. It's called Autobiography. Hier ist Jenny Wilson nochmal auf Lux FM. Heute Abend spielt sie im Prinz Charles und gleich verlosen wir auch noch Tickets für ihr Konzert am heutigen Abend. Mit Autobiography auf Lux FM. There's some field recordings in there. Where did you record them?
In Paris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this a Paris spot of your autobiography or quoi?
Actually, that's just, I've been recording a lot of field recordings in Stockholm, in the subway and all that. And you can hear more field recordings on the album.
Yeah.
But this one, I really liked it because I was strolling around and then it came a demonstration.
Ah, okay.
And it was so rhythmical and I really, I thought that I'm going to use this.
Oh, cool. I mean, that's an old school way of getting inspired, people out there. Do some field recordings.
Yeah, I love that.
Think about the subliminal information that is hidden in the field recording and then make a song out of that. That's a beautiful way. Old school. Speaking of autobiographies and old school, your debut album, Love and Youth, was released 10 years ago and you decided to play some anniversary shows. Is that so? Have you played them already?
Yeah, I already did. We did that last week.
Okay, cool.
It was just four quite exclusive.
And it must have felt like time traveling. Or
it definitely felt like time traveling, but it was nice. I'm almost always very negative to going back, mm-hmm. and I never felt interested in doing it. Mm-hmm. Which means that many of the songs from the first album and also the second album, I don't return to them. Mm-hmm. And or if I do, I make completely new versions out of it, mm-hmm. which must be annoying for the fans. But you know, if because this summer we've been playing Let My Shoes Lead Me Forward, but in a completely new costume to suit this new album, the sound of this, and we were making a much more dark version of it. Yeah, it was very cool. But to actually return to the original versions, it was, I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And I was playing guitar again, which I haven't been doing for 8 years. So that was fun.
Cool. And I've read that you were scared in the first moment when somebody mentioned that you could play those anniversary shows, but then you realized, no, I still like my songs. How cool is that?
Yeah, actually, because I haven't listened to it for so long, so I didn't really know, will I be ashamed of my old songs? But
this might be an advantage of starting in the business with like 29, 30 years old instead of starting with 17, 18, 19, 20, because then you probably look back at your songs and be like, oh, I was such a little
kid. When I listened to my really first records with First Floor Power, the band I was a member in, that's not as pleasant, I can tell you. No.
So I've read about plans to put out poetry. Were you still working on that? Is that still happening?
Yeah,
is it going to be in Swedish?
This is actually not completely 100% sure.
Okay,
yet.
I'm sorry.
So no, but it's okay. The thing is that I'm writing a lot. Uh-huh. Or I try to write a lot, and I am very interested in poetry, and I think it's a powerful tool to express yourself. And music is the most powerful way to express my feelings and my thoughts. But on the second place, I think poetry is, and I think it's fantastic to you can create something with just a pencil and a piece of paper.
That's true.
And we'll see what happens. Yeah. I don't really know, actually, but my plan is to finish something this summer.
Okay.
And we'll see. Okay, we'll see.
Cool. And what about some new music? I mean, the album has been out for 2 years now in Scandinavia. Are you thinking about new tracks, working on new tracks already?
I'm working in my head.
Yeah.
And I starting to have a feeling where I'm probably heading
good,
and it's in a very early state still, but this is the end of a quite long tour, so in a couple of weeks we're back in Germany again and doing some dates in Paris and stuff like that, but after that I think I will say
cool
that it's time to write.
So you're basically starting to build your universe again, because I read that's
exactly
what you do, right? You build up a universe with the mistakes in there as well, and with some traps, and then you navigate around that universe, and then there's
that's
a record
true.
In the end.
So I'm in the very beginning of that.
Okay, building a universe. Jenny Wilson from Sweden. Heute Abend spielt sie im Prinz Charles, und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen, der ruft mich jetzt an unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Jenny Wilson spielt heute Abend im Prinz Charles und stellt ihre neueste Platte Demand The Impossible nochmal vor. Und vielleicht hört man auch den einen oder anderen alten Song im neuen Gewand nochmal. Wir erinnern an einen ihrer Hits aus dem im Jahr 2006, die wir hier auch hoch und runter gespielt haben. Hier ist Jenny Wilson nochmal mit Let My Shoes Lead Me Forward. Thank you, Jenny. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.